Now that we know the molar mass, we use dimensional analysis to divide our starting mass by 95.21 grams per mole, cross-canceling grams, and leaving us with the number of moles of magnesium chloride in our original sample. Because we are looking for specifically chlorine atoms, the next step will convert magnesium chloride to just moles of chlorine, which we will then convert to atoms. We already know from the chemical formula that there are 2 moles of chlorine in every mole of magnesium chloride. So we'll again use dimensional analysis to convert moles of magnesium chloride to moles of just chlorine.